Triple M Breakfast with Woody and Tubes. Your finance matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth for financial insights, tips and advice.
Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth joins us. Hawkey, there's so much confusion about when you can retire and what the retirement age is. I'm certainly confused about that. I'm hoping it can happen sooner rather than later. Can you break it down for us and our listeners, and help us understand what our options are?
Yeah, look, first of all, Tubes, you're a long way away from retirement, mate. That's absolutely the first thing I'll start with. But look, so many people talk to me about retirement age. They say, look, my retirement age is this and my retirement age is that. And what they're really focusing on is the age, pension age, and saying that that is retirement age. And that's the time that you're eligible to receive age pension, assuming under the income limits and asset limits of the age pension entitlements. And that's generally age 67 for anyone who's born on or after the 1st of January 1957. But age pension age doesn't necessarily mean retirement age. You can retire whenever you want, assuming you've got the funds to do it.
Okay, so what does anyone that's thinking about it, what do they need to know?
Yeah, look, first of all, you've got to work about, look at what you need to retire, how much money you need to retire, what income you need to retire, what sources of income and what sources of assets can you use to generate a retirement income stream. So first of all, superannuation. For most of us out there, you can't access your super till you reach preservation age, and for a lot of us, is the age of 60. So first of all, you've got access. Then you've got to say, well, have I got enough to live on in my superannuation, or what other assets do I have to help generate an income? And that might be things like a rental property, investment property, whether commercial or domestic. If you want to retire before the age of 60 and you can't access your super, you've got to start to think about what other assets you can use to generate and cover the cost of living pressures we're all feeling. So that might be non-superannuation investments, a share portfolio, cash at bank, term deposits, or maybe a wealthy spouse who wants to keep working if you want to retire early.
Right. Well, Hawkey, it seems pretty... Really? I mean, the way you talk, mate, it's simple, but people do need help, don't they? So where do they go?
Yeah, look, I always talk about people who want to think about retirement, but thinking about retirement is for those people over the age of about 45 to 50. It's important to start and plan early so you don't hit that retirement age or what you want to perceive as retirement age and go, oh, what do I do now? So if you are in that sort of 45 to 55-year-old bracket thinking about retirement or even just thought of the word retirement, give us a buzz, 6231-3448, or jump on the website, elevatewealth.com.au, register your interest, come and have a chat to one of our financial advisors, and we can talk about what you should plan for, not just be surprised about when it comes to retirement.
Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth, it's always good to chat.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate your time.
Your finance matters with Matt Hawkins from Elevate Wealth. Don't just raise your financial expectations, elevate them at elevatewealth.com.au.
Any advice or information provided in our Your Finance Matters segment is of a general nature only and is not taken into account personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Before acting on the advice, you should consider its appropriateness to you, having regard to your personal objectives, financial situation and needs. Matthew Hawkins is an authorised representative consultant and Australian Financial Services licensee.